Psalm 110, a Psalm of David. The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. In the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest for ever, after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike their kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. The Lord is a man of war, and he shall prevail over all his enemies. For he shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen, and he shall fill the places of the earth with the dead bodies of his enemies. For he shall wound the heads over many countries. You say, But who is this king of glory that shall ride prosperously and bring judgment unto victory? Why, this isn't the Father. For the Father is of purer eyes than to behold iniquity. Who is this King of glory? Why, he is the Lord of hosts, strong and mighty in battle. He is David's Lord, who sits at the right hand of the Father. He is the Son of God himself, the brightness of the glory of the Father, and the express image of his person. He is the one who partook of flesh and blood, and was made a high priest forever. Not after the order of Aaron or of Levi, who were priests to the nation of Israel only, who ministered about in an earthly tabernacle pitched by man, who themselves were compassed about with infirmities and needed to offer up sacrifices first for their own sins and then the sins of the people. Sacrifices like the bodies and blood of bulls and goats, which could never make the comers thereunto perfect as pertaining to the conscience. No, this is the Son of God himself, Jesus the Christ, the one who is holy, harmless, and undefiled, and separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, called by his Father to be made the high priest of a new and better covenant, who offered himself up without spot to God, and shed his blood, the blood of the everlasting covenant that liveth and speaketh better things than that of Abel's, the blood that can sprinkle our hearts from an evil conscience and purge it from dead works to serve the living God, the blood that was offered up by the eternal Spirit and sprinkled in the heavenlies to open up the door into the most holy place above, so that we can draw near in a true heart, in full assurance of faith, and be reconciled unto the Father of spirits. And he offered up his body once and for all, the living sacrifice that was holy and acceptable to the Father always, his body that was never defiled by the corruptions of sin and lust, the body that can perfect those of us who have been sanctified by his blood forever. Once and for all. The body that was rent in twain, so that we could enter into the spirit and soul within, and be joined to our God in the body of Christ. Oh, hallelujah! Certainly, Jesus was made surety of a better testament, established upon better promises, not after the law of a carnal commandment, which could only condemn, kill, and minister death. But he was made an high priest after the power of an endless life. resurrection power, which could minister the Spirit, righteousness, and life. Oh, how those who see him arisen in the day of his power shall be willing to lay down their own lives to partake of him and his sufferings, to attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Oh, the beauties of his holiness sprung forth from the womb of the lower parts of the earth that glorious morning, when angels declared, "He is not here, but he is risen, as he said." For he drank of the brook in the way. His Father sustained him and never left him, but he lifted up his head far above all principality and power and might, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, and said, "Son, rest a while, and sit thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. For he hath put all things under his feet. And the day shall come and shall not tarry, when the Father shall send his Son as a rod of strength out of Zion above, and he shall rule in the midst of his enemies, until every enemy shall be subdued, and he shall put down all rule and all authority and all power, and subdue all things under his feet, so that the kingdom of God can be delivered back up to the Father in the new heaven and new earth, so that God may be all in all." Oh, let us look unto Jesus and come boldly to his throne of grace, for only by and through him can we be reconciled unto the Father of glory. For he hath made the atonement, he hath paid the ransom price, the redemption is complete, the Father's wrath hath been satisfied, and the debt has been paid, for he is the propitiation for our sins, and not ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. And he has made peace and broken down the middle wall of partition between us, for he is our peace. And he made peace by the blood of his cross to reconcile all things unto himself, things in heaven and earth. For he is a great high priest, not on earth, but over heaven and earth. And we can be sure and lay hold of this oath as an anchor for our soul, sure and steadfast. For the Father, the Lord himself, hath sworn unto his Son Jesus, and he will not repent, "Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. Therefore shall he lift up the head." Psalm 110.